All right. It's the rundown. It's Monday. I think it's September 17th. Is it 17th?
Yeah, you got it. You nailed it.
4 days till Pup Punk. Our BarstoolSports.com/PupPunk. What does that take you to the ticket link, yep. I assume? BarstoolSports.com/PupPunk. Get gearing up. It's getting a little tension around here because the entire office is trying to take a Pup Punk holiday, I guess is what you would call it. But we're all going to, I'm going to be there. I'm performing. I have listened now officially to Rise, Page Views, Rise. I've started the repeat. It's a long song, so I'm a little.
Give us a bar.
Fuck Kevin Clancy. Should have left alone. Now I must remind you on.
Iron Throne.
Yeah.
Almost got through one.
That's the line I always remember.
Fuck Kevin Clancy. I get that part.
I'm Jordan. Honestly, you're Pippin. You're tripping, bro.
This is my fucking business you're living off. SeatGeek. So I am going to be performing.
Do you remember
live.
The Super Bowl?
What?
I don't even think he got through Fuck Kevin Clancy at the Super
Bowl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well. I didn't know I was
that
performing.
That was an impromptu.
That was like,
yeah,
now
I get it. Now you know you're.
And they're going to have the lyrics in the back. So I am now listening. It's the only thing. SoundCloud's weird. It won't like let you repeat songs. So it's like.
So on Spotify? Let's get that shit on
no,
Spotify.
No, how do you get a song on Spotify?
Tommy, get that on Spotify.
Put it in the notes.
Let's get it on Spotify.
I need that song so I can listen to it nonstop.
Put it in.
I like the punk people maybe to tell me when I'm performing in the show. Like, I feel like there's a lot of things.
Yeah, whenever you want. You're the champ.
Whenever you want. This fucking place.
Fire alarm.
It's from your performance right there.
Maybe.
Burn
so
the joint
fire,
down.
Yeah.
What did you say about 10 minutes? They're going to do this for 10 minutes?
Should I open the back door
just
in case?
Didn't we just ask this fucking guy when he was up here, like, hey, we're filming, when's this going to be done?
It's like 10 minutes, he said.
They're doing this for 10 minutes. All right, SeatGeek code rundown, $10 off your first ticket order. If you need tickets, that's what you do. I'm sure there's Pup Punk tickets on there. Get it for basically free if you get $10 off your first order. That, again, House of Blues in Boston. Football tickets, baseball tickets, playoff season coming around the corner. SeatGeek code rundown, $10 off your first order. Okay, NFL recap, lots of things to talk about. We always kind of let you guys go on your rants, your takeaways, whatever. The major.
No, that's not true. When the Patriots win, you go on your rant and we sit here. So that's definitely not true.
I don't.
I'm surprised he's even here today. Like you're like 10 for your last 10.
We've been doing this show for 5 years. There's no chance you're like, yeah, you just let you go on your rants.
No, I
usually start with the
you're
Patriots.
You're like 10 for 10 on missing after the Patriots lose a game.
I guarantee you, if you, first of all, I haven't ranted about Patriot regular season victories in forever. I just say they look the same they always do, and they lost, and they look the same they always do. Every single year, they lose big generally early in the season. Sometimes
that's
they'll
true.
Be 2-2.
That's true.
And then they turn around and come back.
But the question always is, and I agree with you. Like anyone who's freaking out, you're basically doing the same.
Groundhog
history
Day.
Repeats itself.
Bill Murray, Groundhog Day.
But as we always say on this show, there will be at some point.
You said it was last year, I believe.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I don't think so.
Yeah, Tommy put that in a tickler
okay.
file.
I think I've been pretty consistent that it's...
No, last year you were like, I can't... You guys have this. You're like, Dan, I can't believe you're doing this last year.
I think you were like... You didn't commit
different.
To it, but you were like insinuating.
Yeah, because I will. Because I don't think it's going to happen. I can always be like, oh, maybe, but... And that's the question
last
to you,
year,
dude.
Well,
the
difference
to
me, like when you lost to the Chiefs last year, it's like, it's the Chiefs, no big deal. But Jacksonville being like an actual potential contender, I think.
Miles Garrett,
things.
Jacket, whatever his name is.
Yeah, you got it.
Said it, Jack. He said it's the most important game of his life.
Yeah, there is that. The Jags were throwing everything at it. And
this was their Super Bowl.
And
it's week two for the
Patriots. No, my only question to you, and it's the same question every year, is like, is there ever going to be a time when it happens, where it's like, oh,
not
this
as
looks
long,
different than
not,
the last ones.
Not as long
like
as...
Like LeBron almost.
Brady.
Right. Like
LeBron,
we knew something was different last year.
Hey,
and
put
even
that
still,
in the tickler file when Dave said that LeBron was going to lose in the East.
Not...
Yeah, look, and you have... This is fucking North Korea here.
It is.
Tommy's going to go find a clip that, like, maybe 1 second I was like, oh, maybe this is a bit. And then he won't
you
put it.
You guys had that debate
and then he
last
won't,
year.
You
I
had
remember
the debate
it like
about
it was
LeBron
yesterday.
Not
well,
winning
I don't
these.
Know how this became about North Korea. It's not even NBA season.
Okay.
It's no, I'm not worried. As long as Brady's like going to play for four or five years.
I don't think you
years,
should be.
No, I'm not.
No, I don't think you should be.
I'm not.
I don't think you should
but
be.
They didn't look great.
You want to talk about people who should came crashing back down to earth? It's the New York Football Jets, who are just the same team they
this
always are.
This is great that I have still like one day.
I know, you're a motherfucker.
I'm okay. I'm okay. The Bears can be 1-1. I'm cool. I mean, ha-ha, Kevin.
That's a game that if the, and now maybe, you know, down the road, the Darnold, whatever. It's too early to judge either way.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
if the Jets are
going to
be
like
anything
but
this season, they win that game.
Yeah.
If they're going to be the same old Jets. And by the way, Fireman Ed back. That guy.
I did a 180 on Fireman Ed.
Now you're in his court?
I'm just not as down on him as I once was. When you know the full story, like, he had kind of every reason to walk away.
Well, because he was getting harassed?
It wasn't really. I mean, he was like having fist fights in the bathroom every time he went. Like, he was like, I can't do this anymore. He's like, I don't want to say too much, but he was like, I'm going to end up going to jail for this. Because he was like beating the shit out of people who were challenging him to fight. I think he was eventually like, I don't want to do this anymore.
He's actually a humanitarian.
Yeah, like for
all
real.
Other Jets fans so they don't get their face pummeled in.
Basically. He was like beating people up who were challenging him to fights over like Sanchez versus fucking Tebow. Like, I actually got a quarter
of the fucking Fireman Ed. Listen, you're drinking the Fireman Ed Kool-Aid. I find it, if that's fine, if that's his story, I still feel it. It's awful convenient.
Well,
fumble when
I stayed right in between though. Like, I learned a little more about it, so I understand where he's coming from, but then I think he should have stayed away forever.
But here's
the way you're saying you learned a little bit more, it's like you're like inside sources or something.
Yeah, I mean, like I know people who know Ed, and I know like lifelong Jets fans who have like season tickets.
Here's the propaganda is what
here's the thing, Dave, though.
I mean,
I know you said like he can't come back. I think he absolutely can, because this is the
life. It's like wrestling.
No, yeah, this is the life of an outrageous celebrity fan. Like these guys, Marlins man, denouncing the Marlins and then signing a one-day contract. These are the stories we live for.
Yeah.
Fucking Detroit Don and Superfan in the famous rant said they don't know if they can come back to this dump. Like, that's what being a celebrity.
Like, the fact that we were even debating coming out of retirement is absurd.
That's the best part about a celebrity superfan. They somehow have made themselves bigger than the team.
Yeah.
So they can do whatever they want, in my opinion.
Pretty much. And as I understand, I don't go to a lot of games. People who are season ticket holders are like, it's so much better when he's there. So I'm like, whatever,
I'm sure.
Fine.
Get through the Jets chant. We need a press release or something from him.
It was not a great return, though.
Let's get his ass in here, then, and we can hash this shit out.
Yeah.
I think
he'll fight you.
Yeah, listen.
What Kevin's saying, from the things that Kevin has learned, Fireman Ed will fight you.
Listen, if that's why he retired, again, I just find it, it's like,
well,
butt
I think
fumble?
It was absolutely at its lowest then.
Sure, kicking. I don't know what the hell's going on with the kick in the
crazy,
NFL.
Crazy.
The Browns, this guy Gonzalez, who I
four.
Guess. What?
Four
be,
kicks.
He can't be named Zane.
He missed four kicks.
Two extra
Zane,
points.
Two
I would
extra
never,
points,
if you
two
signed
field goals.
Someone named Zane to your team,
I'm
see
trying
you later.
To think what that is. And he was a fifth round draft pick, I think, this year, Zane Gonzalez.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was. 2 years ago. Where is he from? Arizona State. So was he good last year?
I mean, he couldn't have been in many high-pressure situations,
he was like,
right?
At the end of the season, he was like one of the only actual positives. He was starting to kick well.
That
and
is
now
depressing
he's
the Browns.
It actually
and he was
injured. The only positive.
Yeah.
I will say, kicking's like golf. It's one of those things. I mean, there is nothing, no explanation besides you are a mental midget with no nerves to miss two.
You can miss one.
Two extra points.
One is, okay, the
what
snap,
the,
whatever. You missed four kicks in one game. Dan Carlson for the Vikings missed three kicks, by the way.
That 36-yarder for Dan Carlson.
A little nice spin zone for all the kickers out there. Smart of them to all suck in the same week, so it's kind
nobody,
of spread out.
Yeah, I know the name Zane.
Yeah.
It's rest. I'm like, who was it again? What's
Dan Carlson and Zane Gonzalez.
They both have to
they
be.
They both are taking a little heat off each other.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Carlson guy pushed three way right. Missing two extra points, I don't know. Like, what can you equate that? That is such
a stink.
Fundamental.
Yeah.
It's like catching a routine pop-up, or I guess when a pitcher can't throw to first base. I don't know what you call it. It's something that
he's
like,
check
it's like a Rick Ankiel.
Like,
high
school kids don't miss two in one game, and then it's one of the 26th. It's just impossible. The Browns are always going to be the Browns. It was unbelievable. The Vikings game to miss. They both have to be cut, right?
I think Zane Gonzalez
like
already
Mackey's
has been cut. I think Dan Carlson, I mean, he has to be cut. Yeah, he has to be.
Speaking of cut, Vontae Davis, the Bills just up and quitting at halftime.
I can't get enough of this movie.
And
I love it.
The Bills players are mad. The coach took back McDermott, the defensive play calling second half. Made a huge difference. I don't know if the players are just mad because the Vontae Davis quit. I actually don't have that big of a problem with him. I mean,
The only problem is he didn't tell his, like, it's the John Kruk. But John Kruk told everyone before he was going to do that. He hit a single, got in his car.
Peace.
Went back to West Virginia.
Like, what the Bills players are complaining, like, it makes them look bad. Like, does it really matter if he quit after the game or at halftime?
Right. All right.
The real story, though, is that he didn't play week one, played a half of football, and I think they have to pay him the $5 million.
Guaranteed.
I was wondering that
although
the guarantee.
I don't know what guarantee means if you do something like this. Like,
I don't know.
There must be some
I don't know either, yeah.
Right?
It can't. And then,
it's an all-time move.
And then the one of the highlights of the week was Fitzmagic coming out in Deshaun Jackson's clothes. And had, of course, the interview question, which is hilarious. When he's like, guys, only two more questions. I'm going to give Deshaun his clothes back.
You know, we got to make sure we know how to handle success and all those things so we can't change who we are.
How many carrots do you think are around your...
It's really heavy. It's really heavy.
Fitzmagic's the toast of the town. The Bucks. I don't know where our guy Stephen Che is. Is he just floating on a magic carpet?
Yeah, rocking that. He's got a creamsicle on again.
I need to know from Stephen Che, they play, I think it's Monday night next week against the Steelers, then they play against the Bears. If Fitzpatrick goes 4-0, how can you bench him?
No, you can't.
Wait, are we even debating that?
If you ask Stephen Che, I said, is there a QB controversy?
Are we going to grab him?
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Still? You asked him today?
Is Jameis going to be in trouble for texting his receivers?
I don't know, you did that?
Yeah, and you're not supposed to have any... contact during a suspension,
I think the Bucs
are hopefully like...
Wait. Stephen Che said today there's no quarterback?
I don't know about today. I'm not going to...
He said it, I know, after week one.
Yes.
There is no quarterback controversy today.
He's playing like the best in football. It's him and Mahomes.
Listen, so the question is, if you're... We need Stephen Che up here, because if you're a Jameis Winston guy, are you now rooting against the Bucs in a weird way because you don't want... Like, if he loses one game, then it's Jameis' job.
It's not even the fact that he's put up the four touchdowns, the 400 yards, back-to-back. When you're wearing Deshaun Jackson's...
Yeah.
Clothes and you're doing the beard
offensive
thing,
linemen love you.
You're in.
And honestly,
like there'd be a rebellion.
This is
and you're not eating W's.
The problem is that the downfall
right,
is coming.
Is.
But
wow.
When he's hot, this is what Fitzmagic does.
He's
he plays well and then he plays like absolute trash.
Oh, here we go. Is that Testaverde?
Yeah, but it's also around Fitzpatrick.
Okay. So we're debating yesterday. Last week, Dan asked a quarterback controversy
yes,
in Tampa.
There isn't one.
There's still not one because now it's Fitzpatrick's job, right?
If Jameis Winston could play on Monday night, you'd start Jameis Winston?
That's insane.
On Monday night this week?
Yes.
Yes.
God, Stephen Che.
I mean, he's playing like the best in football right now.
Leave. Get off.
You're ruining your credibility as a football analyst.
You're done.
All three?
You're done. No, you're done. You're done. That's insane. Get off. Yeah, no. Off. That's crazy.
Back to your second floor.
Get back on second.
Go get my ad reads. Run my promo code.
You're done.
Dollar Shave Club. That's insane.
I agree. You have to at least play. Saying if Jameis could play next week, you would still play Jameis. That's
listen,
crazy.
You got to let Fitzmagic
lose.
He will. It will happen.
You'll ruin Jameis if he doesn't play great.
Right. And that's the thing about Fitzmagic is he does do this where he will get hot, and you have to just milk every win out of
and
him.
And also, he will fall back. If he's going to get this hot, that means he's got to get that much colder.
Correct. And the Bucs are having the most fun in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, so you can't break this up with. Imagine Jameis coming out with the I'm going to eat a W speech.
Whoa. And everyone's hey, what about that?
That's almost the problem is who you're replacing him with, too.
So that now makes me believe that Stephen Che might, in a weird alternate universe, kind of be rooting against the Bucs the next 2 weeks because.
He was so adamant, too, like rolled his
eyes.
It's
only a three-game suspension.
It's three-game suspension, but what people are saying is because they play Monday Night Football and then Sunday, they're going to give Jameis, because they have an early bye, so they're going to give Jameis. Till week six, because they want to give him enough time. But
if you're the Bucs and Stephen Che or anybody, I would just set Jameis up for a sting. Like he's the easiest guy to get to do something like illegal and get him
to steal something
more.
Again. Yeah.
So just like
I mean, honestly, the text message
just sounded
like it was
some over there.
Sort of
just grab him.
Yeah.
Dollar Shave Club. DollarShaveClub.com/barstool. Pick your own starter set for just $5. No matter what you do in the bathroom to get ready, Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to look, feel, smell your best. Right now, you can get an amazing deal on any of their starter sets. I recommend the Daily Essential Starter Set because I love the Amber Lavender Body Cleanser, but you can't go wrong. I just don't know how the viewing audience at home doesn't know that's an ad read. Well, like, I'm reading it.
I think they do know.
Yeah.
Whether it says that or not, you read every single one, so.
Right.
Right.
You thought up until that moment they maybe thought that this you were was a topic them? On the
rundown? No, but it's like, I recommend the Daily Essential Star Set.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to give a little. I mean, I use it every day. I love
see?
It. Do I?
I think you do.
Exactly.
And I actually do use Dollar Shave Club. It's just, I guess, maybe my, it's so, when there's that much text, how I do is like, hey, Dave, you know the Amber Lavender thing they sent that you like? Just talk about that and do it your own spin. Did we talk about Josh Gordon yet?
No.
I like the Browns doing that. I think they're not going to win with Josh Gordon. Like, I don't mean win a game. They may win a game. I mean, they're not going to, like, win with him. He's a problem for the culture there, clearly. Mm-hmm. So I like the move by the Browns.
It also sounds like he gave him, like...
He's a game changer.
For like whoever picks him up?
If, like, he ends up on the Patriots, I mean, that's a game changer.
The Browns will not trade him to an AFC team because they want to make sure they keep their playoff hopes intact.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. No, I mean, I added the last part, but they do not want to trade him to an AFC team.
There's never been a better candidate for just, like, change of scenery shit.
So I thought
like
they released
him. If he gets
them.
His act together. They released him, but they said they had by today to trade him or something like that?
They can still trade. It says today Browns believe they'll be able to trade Gordon.
They announced that they will release him, basically saying we're open
Which
for
also,
business.
Doesn't that just, wouldn't you just say he's on the block not as much as, like, we will cut him and just kill their leverage, no?
I mean, I don't know how much leverage you have a guy with that can't go 2 weeks without.
This is uncharted territory for the Browns, having a player that everyone wants.
Yeah. And I think it's uncharted territory for everything in the sense that he's a dominant player, but he just can't stay in the field. College football, Dan, start with you.
Not great.
We were at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is just an awesome way to spend a Saturday. All the games up there, betting, legal. I'm throwing out cash left and right. Made two $10,000 wagers, won them both, lost Vandy game. They almost won. But we were watching... Wisconsin BYU, and I openly was like, I should live money BYU. I think this is going to be a tough game. You're like, no, Wisconsin, no chance they lose.
I know they're not great. They're not great, but like,
I've had a bad run. I've had a week of just really bad. I mean,
you're having a couple weeks where it's like, I'm down on football, like the sport.
I'm just
like, you don't
seeing
watch
every,
any of it.
I'm seeing everything, like, my jinxes are just on fire right now. I mean, I said Patrick Mahomes stunk.
Yeah, not great either.
Before week one. I'm on fire. Everything I say, the opposite happens.
Wisconsin was just wildly overrated to begin the season.
Well, I said that. I mean, I hate when Wisconsin is ranked top 10 that early because that's just not what Wisconsin football is. They're like a, 15 to 25 team that can sneak up late.
You know what that horse racing analogy, they always say it. It's like a plotter versus horses that nothing special, and they just grind you at the same speed.
Right.
And eventually they start passing people.
Right. And like, you're like, wait, they're not even changing speed right now, but everyone's getting a little slower. Right. That's exactly what we are. But I went through the range of emotions right after the game. I was texting with a bunch of my friends, like, I think I'm done. I can't do this anymore. They're like, you're ridiculous.
Right.
And then obviously an hour later, I was like, you know what? That is ridiculous. In the silver lining, and I know this might sound ridiculous that I'm just spinning this, but there was no chance Wisconsin was going to go to the college football playoffs. They were going to lose eventually. Might as well just get it over now. And now I just got free football. Like, there's no – what if they lose to Iowa on Saturday night? What does it matter? The season's already effectively over in that respect. So they're going to – we have readjusted. We're going to do the classic Wisconsin. We're going to finish 10-3. We're going to have a couple nice moments. Probably beat someone in a December 31st, January 1st bowl game. Rinse, repeat.
So you're just happy to be
there.
Do
it again next year.
All right, well,
I mean, it's just, what are you going to say? I know I've been a long time on the record that Wisconsin football is never going to win a national title. Like, we're just, it's the Jimmys and Joes versus X's and O's. At some point, now this was a very, very disappointing loss because you're 23.5 point favorites, but it was going to happen anyway. If we play, you see Ohio State on Saturday night? You think Ohio State and Wisconsin are on the same level if we play in the Big Ten championship?
I will say, I don't remember the last time Wisconsin, though, lost the game that they're that big of a favorite.
Last time they lost a home game out of conference, I was a freshman, 2003.
Yeah.
September 19th, 2003 against UNLV.
Well, we'll cheer you up here. Coach O pulled the big upset.
That's what brought me back. So I would, no, yeah. I seriously was, it Wisconsin lost, and I was like, Jesus Christ, I fucking hate football. I'm done with this. And then 20 minutes later, LSU pulls out a miracle victory on the Plains. And Coach O, the haters, of which there are many, line them up, knock them down.
Cold Takes Exposed was having a fucking field day.
Since they lost to Troy, I think, last year, they're something like 8-2. They have now won three games. They're 3-0 this year. Two wins against top 10 teams.
As underdogs in both.
Woo! They might be my number one on the college much would they you might pay? Be number one ranked team.
They should. Football. I actually think they should be the number one team.
I have number one.
I don't think they're the best team.
I have number one LSU, number two BYU, and then we'll go from there.
How much did you pay for the transcript that he had with the cop?
Oh, he wanted to wrestle him right there. It was great. It was great. It was just Coach O, like everything you could see inside, everything inside of him was like, let's just wrestle right here. And he just like, no, wait, hold on. The cameras are probably on me. This is a police officer. The police officers didn't do it too.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He was just ready to wrestle.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, they were ready to go. They was
and
guy.
Then the fuck him in the post game to the haters.
Hey, hey, whoa. Fuck them. It's right.
Yeah, love big it. Win for LSU, big win for Michigan. I like to keep them updated.
Who'd you guys even play?
SMU. We took it to them.
Did you cover?
No.
Okay.
Not even close. But
got it.
Took it to them.
In terms of tragedy, I believe if you had the first half under, I think Michigan got a 73-yard interception return at the end of the half to go over.
Do you, if you want to do bad beats, do you that the end of that Giants-Cowboys game yesterday?
Yeah, I was asleep. I went to bed. I had the Cowboys.
I had the second half under.
I saw your tweet.
Onside kick. And they never do that where they kick the field goal. They never do that. Teams are always dumb and they go for the end zone.
Yeah. I had a great gambling day. The only thing is that if Vandy beat Notre Dame, I would have.
It would have been to the moon.
I would have knocked out that FanDuel Sportsbook for $40,000 in like a span of 2 hours.
And they
how
really.
Much have
I did $5,000 to win 20. That Vandy, 4-1 underdogs.
That Shermer kid, who's actually the son of the Giants coach, he was balling.
Yeah. They're, those two halftime, it doesn't generally work like that when you watch something the first half. You're like, how is this bet even happening? Because it's like you come out second half, it's a totally different game. But Syracuse beating Florida State. Florida State has quit. They got to fire Taggart.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's the worst team in the country.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
And Vanderbilt should have never been down 16-3 mm-hmm. against Notre Dame. So we have
the
that.
Giants are fucked, by the way.
Giants?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean.
They're so fucked.
What did they that signing of Odell Beckham Jr. makes
not only the signing of Odell Beckham,
but they don't even
drafting Saquon Barkley and punting on fourth and one at the 50-yard line.
That was nuts.
You have what many will like think is going to be the best running back in the game for a while now.
Just go get an inch.
And he makes everyone miss.
Yeah.
But that offensive line is.
They can't block.
How many years
anybody.
Have the Giants had a bad Eli, offensive line?
A lot.
Eli doesn't even try to throw it down the field.
They've been horrible since they won they beat the Pats in the Super Bowl. I mean, I love Giant fans. Let me tell you something about Giants. You just say something, you can't comment about the Giants without Giants fans reverting back to black and white TV. Well, what about Mike Bavaro? It's like, you guys are a joke franchise. It's not me because you beat the Patriots.
I know,
the Giants
Eli,
are disgusting.
Well,
Eli
I don't
has
know about
no
a
time.
Joke
he can't scramble. But
right
I mean,
now.
He has not thrown
right
the
now,
ball
yeah.
more than 5 yards. And like, I mean, how many times did you
throw
down the field?
There was a quote this offseason where he said he's really excited to throw the ball downfield.
And they just don't even do it ever.
This is an old story, but I don't think we'd had the quote, and I don't know when the quote came out, but the Weather Channel guy who made
that's a pretty new story. It was like Friday was the clip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said, what? But
and there's a couple of them. There's also the one of Anderson Cooper, like, it's not the Weather Channel. But
this is the Weather Channel guy, like Sideman or something. He's acting like he's getting blown over by the wind, like heavy wind in the hurricane in North Carolina. And these two guys walk behind the street. This happens a lot
all
to weathermen.
All the time. Mm-hmm.
But the Weather Channel issued a press release statement on this.
I like this. It's so I like funny. This.
An unbelievable quote, essentially
unbelievable.
Saying, like, well, he's standing on wet grass while the two people behind are in cement, and he was working all day, so he'd been exhausted, like defending this. And just an unbelievable serious quote from the Weather Champ.
Better than nothing.
The best part about the quote, though. Do you have the quote, Tommy?
Yeah, you want
read the quote.
It's important to note that the two individuals in the background are walking on concrete, and fact. Mike Seidel is trying to maintain his footing on wet grass after reporting on air until 1 a.m.
That's
Eastern
the kicker.
Morning,
that's it.
And is undoubtedly tired.
He's been up late.
Those two guys are fresh. He's been reporting the news, the weather, yeah. in a crisis for 24 hours.
I'm surprised he didn't throw in, like, oh, he's still jet lagged from a flight he took 3 days.
There is no.
Having a hard time at home. Walked the dog in the rain.
I thought it was a fake quote at first because I asked Kay Mark, I'm like, have we blogged the quote? He's like, what quote? So then I'm like, maybe this was just photo. It's one of those things. It could have been Photoshop. Yeah. But there's no group of people, as we've learned over the last couple of years, mm-hmm. the weather community and their fight for respect mm-hmm. is like unbelievable.
Just, yeah. The all time is when they're in the boat and the people walk.
Yeah.
That's the number one. Yeah. That's six sure. inches of water. They're in a boat.
The meteorologists, the names that they just are constantly like thinking they're being disrespected, but then they go do stuff like this. It's like, man. I mean, how can you take these people seriously?
Well, it's one of those professions that technology has just killed.
Yeah.
And they just can't figure it out. So it's like, we don't need a guy standing on the side of a road pretending to struggle in the grass when you can pull up your weather app and be like, yeah, hey, guess what? There's a hurricane coming.
That's why I like the CGI shit they did. I'm in the fucking comfort of my studio and I can still show you
how that was cool.
Yeah.
That was very cool.
Just do that from now on. You don't have to put anyone in the middle of a hurricane.
Right. You know somebody was in his ear too, being like, lean into it, because that's like what puts his ass in the seat.
Yeah. Wow, you really can't get
I respect the showmanship though. You want to just go out there and stand there?
But it's just
you can't have those guys walk by.
You gotta have people around the perimeter being like,
hands, like, get rid of
them. Yeah, right. Can't let anyone breach the perimeter when you're trying to make a heroic shot like that.
Triple G, Canelo. I know, Dan, you bet this. So the decision went to Canelo. I watched the fight. I saw people freaking out both ways. To me, I said it throughout the later rounds, like, good luck scoring it. Because the styles were very different. A lot of the power punches early all seemed Canelo.
Here's my problem with it was I could totally see a draw. Draw would have been totally fair. Like you said, it was tough to judge the whole thing. I thought if gun to head, Triple G did enough. I also think the rounds he won them more convincingly than the rounds that Canelo won. My only problem is that fucking one judge who had the 12th as Canelo's. That's when people are like, what is going on with boxing? Because Triple G, he came on strong at the end, wouldn't you say?
Like, I would.
Canelo owned the first six rounds or so. Triple G came on at the end and he was very powerful at the end. I think, didn't he not stun Canelo
got round. Hurt in my mind twice. There were only two instances, I think, in the entire fight where somebody was stunned. I think Triple G stunned Canelo twice.
Was one of them in the last round, though? It might have been, right?
Yes. I think, yeah.
Yes.
For Robbie.
And I think two of the three were the last three rounds that Canelo got stunned.
Right, but to then call the last round for Canelo, that's when people trust boxing.
Doesn't this happen? It happens every fucking time.
But they want a third fight, which I do too, because it was unbelievable. The first two fights have been great. Like, these guys have been basically as even as you can be boxing. They should fight until someone knocks out the other person.
I don't think that, they should keep rounds. But that is one thing that, even though Canelo was stunned, he was never in total danger. Like, Triple D didn't pounce on him right away. The one thing about these two guys fighting is, for most of the fight, you never feel like someone's about to get knocked out.
Yeah.
It's just like good boxing.
I mean, Triple G's jaw is just insane. It's insane. They really do need a rule in boxing, though, where if you get to a round like that and it's a total toss-up, they can both just be like, all right,
keep
let's
going.
Go 15.
And I also think, and it's not how
sign
they
score. It used to be sign 15. Away your life. That's crazy that it used to be 15.
They can all.
That's
they
when
also. Should change it in but I said at the end of the fight, which would lean towards Triple G winning it, I said going in the last three rounds, whoever wins the next three should win the fight.
And that was Triple G.
Close. But theoretically it doesn't, the first round doesn't really matter as much as the tenth, but I think it should.
Also the broadcast was all over the place. I feel like they had it convincingly one way or the other the whole time.
But they weirdly did. Like, the announcers were saying, like, Roy Jones and Lampley were saying Triple G, but then Howard Letterman had...
came in saying Canelo.
No, excuse me.
Yeah, other way around.
Letterman had Triple G, and the other guys had Canelo.
Right.
Yeah.
It was just like, well, it Roy felt Jones. Like all over the place.
Roy Jones will say somebody's fading in, like, the second round. It's like, what are you talking about, Roy? I hate ESPN. Hate him.
However,
that being said,
I don't even want to put, put this in their brain because they're dumb enough to realize this. Stephen A., Teddy Atlas.
Give them a show right now.
They're the best at everything. Yeah. They're better than us at everything.
When I was watching the Fresno UCLA game at 1:30 in the morning, when that clip like hit the internet, I was just like, oh my God.
Do you think they know what they, I don't think like, they do. They only put them like together. Maybe Teddy Atlas can't get excited.
Teddy Atlas is just,
I play blackjack.
I mean, that guy, he's like Carrabas with baseball. I feel like he knows one thing.
He's just that perfect amount of like punch drunk slash funny in his own right, and just it was.
I don't think he's one of those guys. What makes us authenticity? Yeah. I don't think Teddy Atlas has any idea.
No, when Stephen A. Smith said he was biased and he pretended to jump off the back of the set. Biased?
He's a one in a million. He's been doing it for a long ass time.
I feel like they stopped using him too because he's so crazy.
These judges are ridiculous. They give it to anyone who's coming forward. Yeah, if you went forward, they might give it to you. Well, with you, they might make an exception.
Well, you can look at it that way, and I see you cracking jokes on me. They need to be funnier, point number one. Point number two, when you talk about Triple G, let's not forget, you keep going to jab, like he was connected. He wasn't doing that the whole fight. Listen to this, Teddy. He wasn't doing that the entire fight. Again, I have Triple G winning this fight, but it was close. The difference between me and Teddy is that Teddy, the boxing historian, the expert, the man that knows boxing, sometimes can be a little bit too critical because he's a little bit emotional. Why? Because he looks at a fight. Yes, I'm calling you a milk. Yo, he's a little bit too emotional. And what happens? That's right. Yo, that would be you. That would be you. The point is, this is what he does.
He's the best.
I do think you put him out there like full time. He's prone to say something that's going to get you in trouble.
No, he's getting the Dickie V send off.
You got to give him small bits.
By the way, speaking of which, Lee Corso, I think we've talked about this, but we've got
to put him out to pasture.
Yeah.
I love Lee. It's time. And I love Lee, and I love, you know, everything he's done for game day, but it's awkward.
I say this every time we bring up Lee Corso. I think he still sells pencils.
Yeah. I just wish, I don't know, maybe I'm different, but I hope that if I ever get to that point, someone's like, hey, man, just
let me know.
We don't want people to remember this. We want them to remember all the years that you were on.
We're really throwing bouquets of flowers at ESPN right now, but like the job Herb Street does with him, like keeping him moving along.
Oh yeah, it's very much like going to see your grandparents and like keeping a conversation going.
Speaking of crazy, Tom Arnold supposedly gonna fight with Mark Burnett at the Emmys are tonight, right? The Emmys pre-show.
The Emmys are tonight?
Yeah.
We don't care about the Emmys. Emmys are TV, right?
Thanks, yeah.
Yes. I mean, it sounds like a big word, though, Emmys.
Yeah, well, you think Emmys Oscars.
Is that what the fake, Katie Nolan, she has a fake Emmy. That's the one they made up for her.
The Emmys or whatever.
The first year award for new shows that only six people watch online with a host, the initials KN goes to Katie Nolan. I digress.
They also have like city Emmys too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I think Casey has
like a New
Emmy.
York City Emmy.
Yeah, yeah. No. You can win like Emmys. Chicago Emmy. Yeah.
Jeff Lowe, we got Emmys here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jeff Lowe has an Emmy, right?
I think Casey dressed up for the Emmys.
Jeff Lowe has two Emmys.
Yeah.
How do you have two Emmys? Emmys.
Like Social Good Morning America or something, right? Run, Tommy, run.
You got a two-time Emmy Award winner here.
I tweeted for Good Morning America and won two Emmys for Best Morning Show.
Yeah, he was running there like the @GMA account.
Like I said,
I didn't deserve him at all.
No, I know. I know. That's.
Do you have them?
He's got the hardware. Yeah,
they're at
home. Didn't you get nominated for an Emmy?
Yeah, I lost them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
Well, that's all.
I got nominated for two and lost both, and one was to Tom Curran. So that'll tell you how.
On your own show.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Jeff. Do you have it in your profile?
I know what you're doing.
Two-time Emmy Award winner.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have?
I was just saying you have to.
Yeah. Both. In my office.
You have an office at your house?
Yeah, with Emmys.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have, Dave, that's like, Dave.
Where do you live, Jeff?
No, but hold on. You guys are crazy for
got an office in your Manhattan.
Jeff Lowe has an office?
Guys, if you have two Emmys, you got to get the office around it.
Like you have a shelf. Yeah. You have a shelf.
It's a coffee table, wall. And there's just two Emmys on there.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, you have a table.
Imagine walking in Jeff Lowe's apartment.
It's like being given
a table.
It's like being given a pool float. You got to then get a pool.
When people come over and drink, they put their solo cups in. They just drink.
Can we get
like a party?
Can
we
bring them in like a museum?
You need to bring them in?
No. Yeah, bring them in.
Can we keep them here for a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
I like that.
You hate on the Emmys, but if we can get them.
Well, I think it would be a nice touch to this office.
You don't have to tell anyone who.
Oh yeah, Loud Sean's got Emmys.
Oh yeah.
Three. What do you have?
We got five Emmys in the house.
They just give these things away like cookies.
Yeah, I got three.
For what?
Best sports studio show that goes daily for MLB Tonight.
Wow.
And is that, were you like
Emmys
running that?
Studio together for us.
I was like running the edit squad.
Five? 10 Emmys we have at Barstool.
What's his name?
David Blattman.
Yeah.
We have five. We have 10 Emmys at Barstool Sports.
How do you have that on the website?
He has five Emmys, and Frankie's like barking out orders. Like, no, we're not doing it that way. Put the camera
on Dan. We're working on this college show until like 2:30 in the morning on a Friday night, and he just like muttered to himself. He's like, I have five Emmys. I was like, what?
What I'm about
he's like,
to
I have
say.
Five Emmys, and we're just like, I'm like, what?
And you're
five?
Doing this at, like, yeah. Because the other guy who has the Emmys can't get us the footage. Yeah. It's like a bunch of Emmys, just like.
What I'm about to say, I don't want it to be misconstrued as mean. But Casey, does it hurt knowing that there are 10 Emmys in this place and you couldn't win one?
No, because mine was for on air. It's different.
Oh, that's good. That's a good point. That's a good report.
Mine was for on air.
Everyone
else
was behind
the scenes.
Harder to win it on air.
That's true.
Sure. It's much harder to win on air. I
know. my second Emmy was from our.
What a fucking outrageous
was from
sentence
our,
to say.
My was from second our hurricane. We had a hurricane relief show last year because you only get. The only shows win one.
They make up. It's like.
But I sat
in
the whole
Emmys
episode.
Like,
I was on air and I was next to Goodell the entire episode. Just me sitting next to Roger Goodell. That's like.
Oh, but you didn't win it for your job on air.
Yeah, but he was on air.
This but it wasn't an on-air Casey Emmy.
Thought, like, didn't you get all dolled up for this thing?
Yeah, you have like red carpet and everything.
Did you think you were gonna win?
No.
Okay.
I thought the show might. I didn't think I was gonna win my individual.
Yeah. Wow.
But Dave did text me the next day, and he was like, "I know Emmys are stupid, but if you won one, I'm gonna tell everybody that we have an Emmy award."
Yeah. We do. We have
ten of them.
Ten awards.
Double digits.
Sean, you want to talk about? Wow.
Three Emmys.
Good for Sean.
We got to get all the Emmys in here.
Yeah.
And just line them up. Emmys. Jesus Christ. I don't even want an Emmy at this point.
It's like getting a Twitter check mark.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We should let's get this show up for an Emmy.
the best daily digital show that airs on Barstool.
No. I was going to say this category is the show that there was no chance 5 years ago people thought it would still be going on 5 years from now.
That would be real.
Runaway.
Runaway winner.
Unanimous.
Absolute
Let
winner.
Me put it this way. If maybe me more so played like nicer with people and wasn't like, oh.
No, Dave, no. We still, make it an this enemy. Would not win.
Why? Well, this is.
What the f?
Kate Nolan won an Emmy.
Doing?
Stinks.
This is a set that we made 2 years ago. Like, we're going to change this. This show does not.
You could win for exactly what you just said. Emmy for a show that people didn't think would be still on air 5 years later. Like, that is how crazy their categories are. Anyways, the Tom Arnold thing is funny. Mark Burnett, who's like the best reality producer of all time, I think he's Survivor, he did Contender, he's done a million. Tom Arnold is in Apprentice, which is the crux of the story. Tom Arnold is accusing Mark Burnett of hiding Donald Trump footage from The Apprentice, and now he's doing his own reality show called, like, The Apprentice Files or something. Ooh. So I think he just stalks Mark Burnett, and Mark Burnett just tried to beat him up.
Fair's fair.
I feel like you can't let yourself be intimidated by Tom Arnold.
Well,
especially if you're like a pretty big shot.
I'd agree
this guy
that.
Is. You can't be like afraid of Tom Arnold. You have to lay it down.
And then the last story. And by the way, Tom Arnold, he's crazy. The fact he was with Roseanne makes me think he's like a bazillion times crazier. Skip Bayless, jacked. This
huge.
Picture.
Shredded.
How old is he?
He's got to be in his 60s.
Shredded.
Yeah.
That guy's crushing it.
I still, every time, 66?
66?
Every time he tweets.
Good like that?
About his wife, it's like, that's...
Ernestine.
That's not a real name.
No, they don't name people.
The last Ernestine died in the Dust Bowl.
Yeah.
There's no way that Ernestine's a real name.
How about Belichick Smelichek too?
Yeah, he burned tweet. You there. He roasted you.
I didn't see that one.
Belichick Smelichek.
More like Smelichek. Oh. Burned you. That's a burn.
I'll make a Smelichek shirt right fucking now.
Ooh. Last thing, which we haven't officially said, our guy Zah.
Yeah.
Zah, America, baby.
So,
big news. Zah was fighting immigration and the powers that be, and he's officially got all his papers in order.
Are
so
you a citizen or a visa?
Come on over,
Zah. No, so I'm on an entertainer's visa.
How long does that? How long does that last?
So that is, I believe, it's 3 to 4 years. Oh, then within that 3 to 4 years, you can apply on that visa. You can apply
four
for permanent residence.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Right. Did you already start applying?
No, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait a year.
I procrastinate the shit out of that.
Bieber, yeah, that's Bieber's how you end up back in Zimbabwe. Yeah. Will.
Sorry?
Bieber's getting citizenship here. We gotta make sure
this shit should get revoked.
We need you. Yeah. Right.
That's how you get before Zah getting citizenship.
That's awesome, Zah.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, big. That was big news. So happy to have Zah fully on. And Zah will be, all of Team Portnoy will be with me at Rise Pays Use Rise.
A little team vacation.
No. Yeah. We work. Work only.
When are you
business trip.
Thursday. Nate, what'd you say, Nate?
Friday morning.
You're going to be back?
Yeah.
Nate and Dave are...
Nate's a little bitch.
Go get him the mic, man.
Nate's going to end up digging
himself
a hole.
Come noogie him.
Yeah, this is
come noogie him.
You're going to end up digging yourself a hole you don't want to dig. Smart.
For the record, he said, you're such a fucking bitch off microphone.